8:19 on Connect FM, and time now for a midweek chat on your Morning Connection this Wednesday. Our midweek chat is with Shirley DeRouge, Executive Director of Downtown DuBois Inc. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Great to have you with us once again, and we are going to lead off our chat today with some exciting news. You recently came back from our state capitol with a very exciting announcement. Tell us about that.
Yes. Main Street America held their national convention here in the state of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia.
Yes, okay. Philadelphia. last week, they teamed up with the Pennsylvania Downtown Center and held a big mass convention with, 1,500 to 2,000 people from all over the United States. We had people from Alaska, Hawaii, state of Washington, Alabama, like just all over.
Great.
So it was a great experience working and talking and learning from other Main Street managers from all over the country.
Yep.
So yeah, it was a phenomenal experience.
Yeah. And one of the big items that recently has been announced is that there's going to be some state money provided.
Yes.
And DuBois, one of the exclusive, I think you just said, just a little more than 80 communities are going to receive those grants. So give us some more info on that.
Yes. While I was at the Main Street Now convention, Governor Josh Shapiro was there, and he announced that he has awarded 81 communities out of over 200 applicants throughout the state to be awarded funding towards projects, and we were awarded $50,000 for our facade grant program.
That's great. And the way the grant works, if I understand correctly, and maybe I don't, there needs to be some involvement by the business, but they put in a certain amount of money and then the state will match that, correct?
Correct. It's a 50% match. So if you have a project that's $10,000, you'll get a match of $5,000. Now, there are some requirements. I have those guidelines available in my office, and I would love to meet with any business or property owner that would be interested in doing so and go over that those details with them.
All right. So if you're a downtown DuBois business owner or property owner and you just heard that, get in touch with Shirley and find out the details how you can receive a matching grant. That is terrific. And last Saturday, Shirley, it was a super day for cleaning up our beautiful downtown and general DuBois area. How did the cleanup go?
Yes. Our 22nd annual spring cleanup was phenomenal. The weather was a little, it was on the chilly side and a little bit of drizzle here and there. But overall, the rain held off. The volunteers came out. We had, last count was 85. So I've been saying over 85, but there was substantially more. And there were a couple groups that weren't able to join us Saturday. So this week they've been out cleaning designated areas of the community. Yeah. But it was not just the downtown, not just the city, but we have extended out into Sandy Township as well, because we're all going to be one.
That's so exactly right. And it was great to see that the forecast didn't hold up, because it was calling for a miserable day. But you're right. The rain did hold up for most of that. And you can see a difference.
Yes. And I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers, the businesses. Luigi's let us set up what I refer to as our command post there in the terrace. Scotty's Donuts donated donuts. Martin's Apples, Danone North America donated yogurt. So they provided the snacks to keep the volunteers going.
Yeah.
And I'm just very appreciative of everybody's support and involvement, because otherwise it wouldn't have been as great of a success as it was.
So. Yeah, super event. And it continues into into this week as we head towards Easter. Speaking of things coming up, including Easter, next week, I think you've got another bingo event. And then as we enter into the month of May, a nice shopping event. Why don't you get us up to speed on those?
Yes. Next Thursday, April 24th, it's another bingo.
All right.
Parkside Community Center, doors open at 5, games begin at 6. We're going to have some raffle baskets, rip tickets, and of course, cash prizes.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, May 3rd, we are having our second annual Hop and Shop. Due to how everything fell, we had to push it in between Easter and Mother's Day. Yeah, so it's a hop into spring, hop into downtown, come eat, dine, shop with us, explore. Mm-hmm. And we will have, thanks to NextTier, once again, we will have the $5 coupons to use in the participating businesses. Yeah. So,
well, Shirley, it is, it's exciting. Yes. All things coming up, things that have happened here recently. You know, anyone who would say the Dubois area is a dead area is completely wrong.
They are wrong. if you need to know what's happening, follow our page, follow Sunny 106 page, and reach out to us. We can definitely provide you with activities and events that are happening.
And we appreciate these midweek chats that we get to do every other week. And Shirley DeRouge, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.